Good afternoon, everybody. So my impression is that the last time that Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos was in 2008, I believe, which is the year before the 10-minute Halacha Shir started. So I don't think I have any 10-minute Halacha Shir on Erev Pesach falling out on Shabbos. So there will be a slew of them this year. So, you know, in 2025, we'll have nothing left to... to cover, hopefully. But so the most talked about issue when it comes to Erev Pesach and Shabbos, although there are other issues as well, the most talked about issue, I think, is what to do about Shalosh Udos. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos tells us that a person has to eat three meals on Shabbos, and it applies to women as well. It's not only a mitzvah for men, it's a mitzvah for women as well. There is a machlokes why women are chayv in Shalosh Udos, but no machlokes whether women are chayv in Shalosh Udos. The Ran in Shabbos Daf Mem Dalel Meral B'Dapei Arif quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that it's based on Afhein Hayu Ba'usa Nes, that they were included in the Nes of the Mun as well. And then the Ran says that, you know, B'chol Maisa Shabbos Ishvi Isha Shavin, that you don't need Afhein Hayu Ba'usa Nes. It's Eino Tzarech to say Afhein Hayu Ba'usa Nes, because women and men are included in every issue relating to Shabbos. We have a drasha called Sheshon B'Shamer Yeshon B'Zachar. Anyone who's included in Shmira Shabbos, which are the Los Assays that include women, are also included in the Assays of Shabbos of Zachar, which includes everything, not just Kiddush and Avdallah, it includes the Suda Shabbos and as well, and therefore women are chayv in Shalosh Udos. Shibalei Alekit, the Tzimt Tzadi Gimel says it's the Pesukim of Echlu Ayom were about women too, so it's Pashut that they're chayv in Shalosh Udos. And Mara Mertenberg says that women are chayav also mitzvei drabbanan shazman grama, and Shalosh Udos would count as mitzvei drabbanan shazman grama. Bottom line is we're all chayv in Shalosh Udos. So because we are all chayv in Shalosh Udos, we have a unique challenge when it comes to this week. First of all, we can't eat chametz because it's Erev Pesach, and after Chatzos, it's Asur Midaraisa to eat chametz. There is a Shitas Balamar that it's Mutter in the afternoon. We don't pass in that way. We pass now it's Asur Midaraisa to eat chametz after Chatzos, and even before Chatzos, we have extra harchakos built in that we're not allowed to eat chametz up until the time that it's going to be posted in your shul bulletin. So we have a very short amount of time, and on Shabbos morning, that we're actually allowed to eat chametz. So you'll say, oh, I have an idea. Instead, we'll eat matzah. Well, that's not so pashut either, because, I mean, it is pashut. You can't eat matzah. The Yerushalmi tells us that anyone who's ochel matzah on Erev Pesach is ki'ilu ba'al arusaso bebeis chamav. It's as if he was ba'al his arusa when she was still living in her father's house, which means that he should wait a little bit. You have to practice patience sometimes, and therefore when there are minhagim, people don't eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh or from Purim or from whatever, but those are just minhagim. But the halacha is that Erev Pesach, one is not supposed to eat matzah. So Tosos and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches Amar Av, Dibra Masl B'Mincha, and the Rosh and Simon Hay and the Mordechai and Simon Shinsai design say that Su'udah Shlishis has to be done dafka in the afternoon, specifically after the Zman Mincha. So all when you put all of that together, we're in a real bind. You have to have Shalosh Udos, you can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah, and really, ideally, the ideal time to have the Shalosh Udos is really in the afternoon. So what are the solutions? So there are five potential solutions. None are perfect. It's just a question of picking the most perfect solution given the circumstances. Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim, Tosas and Brachas, Memtesam, Bezir, Memaschal, E, the Ritvan, Shabbos, Kuf, Yitzayin, Bezir, Memaschal, Shneim, hold that you don't need to wash for Shalosh Udos. You can eat Minei Targima for Shalosh Udos, and Minei Targima might mean even just fruit. So Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachas, Memtesam, Bezir, Dibra Maschal, Va'omrim, quotes the Rabbeinu Tzarfat that even peros are good enough. So peros are definitely mutter to eat on Erev Pesach. So perhaps the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lakish, the Aleph Sif Hei, quotes four shitos of what you need to do for Shalosh Udos, whether it's bread or mezonos, those two are definitely out, or meat and fish, or fruit. And that's a minority view, and most poskim disagree with it, but nevertheless, that's one possibility that maybe we can be sameich on that shita and have a Shalosh Udos that's made up of a fruit platter this year on Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos. A second possibility, a second Eitzah, is based on the Rashba and Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis and Shabbos and the Ran in the name of the Bahag, that you can eat Suda Shlishis in the morning. Even though we pointed out before that there are several Rishonim that say Tosas Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches and the Rash Parsha and the Mordechai say that no, you Dafka is supposed to eat Shalosh Shudas in the afternoon. Not only that, Rav Soloveitchik was medayik from the Rambam that Shalosh Shudas should Dafka be after Mincha. The Rambam in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos writes, Minagat Tzadikim Arishonim Mispal Alad the Meshabbes Shachris Umos of Beis Hakneses V'yavo LeBeis V'yavo V'yisod Sud Hashniya V'yelich LeBeis Hamedrash Yikra V'yishva Ad HaMincha V'yispal LeMincha V'achar Kach Yikva Sud Hashlishis Alayayin V'yochel Yishtar Mitzvay Shabbos. Right, the Rambam is pretty clear. This is what your schedule on Shabbos is supposed to look like. You should daven, you should eat, you should learn, you should daven, you should eat. That is how it goes, that the eating, Shalosh Shudas, is supposed to be dafka in the afternoon. But not all Rishonim agree. Some Rishonim hold that you could see, that you could have the meal in the morning, and perhaps if you could squeeze in two meals in the morning, you split the meal. So that idea is mentioned in Reish Sadial of Gimel in Shulchan Aruch, that better than eating a Suda Shlishis Ba'achila Gasa is to split the meal into two. This assumes, of course, that you can be Yotze in the morning, and the Mishnah Berurah thought we could rely on this view for this specific Shabbos, for Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. Generally, the Kav HaChaim, based on the Zohar, says that you have to daven mincha before Suda Shlishis, like Salvech was medayik in the Rambam, like the Rambam sounds like he says explicitly. Shulchan Aruch says Zmana Mishiyagia Zman Mincha V'Masa Kodem L'Chein Lokim It's a Suda Shlishis. So we have to be generally we'd be makbid for that. But considering the reality of this Shabbos, of that Shabbos, maybe we could be makel. It also assumes that splitting the meal works. Normally, you can't say Brach Hashem Tzricha, so to just stand, bench, and then wash again, that's a Brach Hashem Tzricha, right? Where does the minute come from to read a ksuba under the chuppah? It was because of Brach Hashem Tzricha. He's saying a Barbi Agafen. It used to be they would do Erisin a year earlier, but now you're going to say a Barbi Agafen on the Kosh Shal Erisin, then you say a Barbi Agafen 3 seconds later on Kosh Shal Nisuin. No, we need to create some sort of hefsik, otherwise two Barbi Agafen in such a short period of time seems like a Brach Hashem Tzricha, so there needs to be some sort of hefsik between the meals, which means you really got to daven early. I mean, you daven early, you have your Suda Shnia, take a walk, you know, and a break, learn a little bit for a half hour or something, and then you have the Suda Shlishis, all within the Zman. That is Eitzah number two. Eitzah number three, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, and the Magen Avraham really says it explicitly, from the Zohar, that you could be Yotzei with learning Torah, which means that there's no Chiv of Suda Shlishis for that particular Shabbos. Meaning, it's not that you're actually Yotzei with learning Torah, because this is not quoted in Hilchos Shabbos. This Deya is only quoted in Hilchos Pesach. If you were actually able to be Yotzei with learning Torah, then it would be quoted in Hilchos Shabbos as well. But the Magen Avraham mentions this in Hilchos Pesach, because it's only by Hilchos Pesach that we would allow it, only on Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham writes in Taf Mem Dalid, Sivkat and Beis, in the name of the Shla Kadosh, that according to the Zohar in Parsh Samar, there is no Chiyuv of Suda Shlishis Erev Pesach Shchal B'Shabbos, and you're Yotze with Divrei Torah, and that's what the Rashbi did. That's what Rosh Hashanah Yochai himself did. Kav HaChaim in Taf Mem Dalid, Sivkat and Yuches, says that the Rashbi Havi lenihirin shvili de shemaya kishvili de ara viyadua alimut shaosa hatikun b'makom suuda avle nachlan tzichim nas suuda davka v'mer shneim ke'achatovim. The Kav HaChaim says, this doesn't work for us. This helps for the Rashbi. He knew exactly which Torah to learn that would push the right buttons up in Shemayim that would substitute for suuda shlishis. What are we going to learn? We don't know what to learn. We don't know what the proper limud is that has the same impact up in Shemayim, and therefore in the Elif Lamata and the Mata Ephraim in some tough kuftad design. Siv Dalit, he says, you should not be samech on this, that someone who's to think that he has the same understanding as Rashbi, and that's why the Poskim don't bring in Hilchos Shabbos, they only bring in Hilchos Pesach, that you shouldn't be samech on Divrei Torah throughout the rest of the year. And the Aruch HaShulchan writes, V'nir l'aniyaz daiti borur dekol zehu milsa yiserta sharei b'shabbos u'bal karchach lo nitztavinu klal al gimel sudos. Even the idea that you're Yotzei with Torah, it's all, actually, that's not really a thing. I mean, that's not really the issue. What we're trying to emphasize over here is that there's no chiyuv of Shalosh Shudas that Shabbos. Kiven sheyev shar. Mita davel Yom Kippur v'shchal b'Shabbos. How do you fulfill Suda Shlishis if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos? You don't. So you don't do it on this Shabbos either. Erev Pesach Shchal b'Shabbos is simply not a possibility. So that's why we refer to that's why we say learn Torah instead. It doesn't really mean instead. He said even if the Yisra of Achilles Matzah Erev Pesach is midrabanan, but by mitzvahs to say gemuros that are nidcha b'shevi altas because of gzeres rabanan, we find such a thing like shofar lulav on Shabbos. So you wouldn't say, oh, let the mitzvah of shalosh shudis be docha the Yisra of Achilles Matzah, which is only drabanan. So he said you wouldn't say that the rabanan sometimes are misakin b'shevi altas said not to do mitzvah taraisa. So the rabanan were misakin not to do the mitzvah of suda shlishis, whatever level the mitzvah of suda shlishis is. Then a fourth etzah, Rabbeinu Tam holds that matzah ashira is mutar on Erev Pesach, even though Ashkenazim ever practiced that we don't eat matzah ashira because we're choshesh that maybe it's mimaher lahachmitz, even though it can never create matzah ashira means that it's mixed not with water, it's mixed with with a fruit juice or something else. So we assume that it's not going to be machmitz. You can only have chametz with flour and water, but to get to the point of chametz nuksha, it's mimaher lahachmitz. It will go the Ashkenazim assume. So matzah ashira, we were knowing not to eat at all, but egg matzahs in general we stay away from, but Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that even for Ashkenazim and Erev Pesach it's mutter. The egg matzah is a Hilchus Brachos issue because it might be possible b'kistin, so whatever, it might be a Hilchus Brachos issue, but as far as the Suuda is concerned, it would seem that according to that sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, you could be yotze with that. Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita has paskin that that's what we should do. He thinks that's the best option. Better than eating suda shlishis in the morning is to have matzah ashira in the afternoon. Feels weird. We're not used to that, but that's what Moreno Rav Shechter Shlita thought is best. And the final possibility, although this is not suggested by Poskim, the question is why not, is to have two meals on Friday night. Meaning, maybe have a meal, especially, well, this year it's after they change the clock, right? But if it was before they change the clock and it were an early Friday night, so you can have a meal right when you come home from shul, go and learn a couple of hours of night seder, and come back and have another meal. And then in the morning, you have one more meal, so then you have three sudas. Why does nobody suggest that, to have two meals on Friday night? So first of all, it certainly doesn't satisfy those who hold that the meals need to be slotted after each tefillah, and that the zman for suda shlishis is only after mincha. That obviously wouldn't work, but also, so it's a Gemara we just did in Daf Yomi. The Gemara says, Kavod Yom v'Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Adif. So the Poskim point out that not only means that if you have a favorite dessert that you love to eat, that you should save that dessert for the Shabbos day meal and not the Friday night meal, it also means that there should be more eating on Shabbos day, meaning more of the meals should be on Shabbos day rather than on Friday night. So to conclude, there are a few viable options over here. It could be that there's a Patur entirely, and I always found it fascinating that whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, everyone gets all worked up about Shalosh Shudas, which is wonderful. We should always be so worked up about Shalosh Shudas because it is a requirement every single Shabbos of the year. One of the Rabbanim on one of the rabbi chats that I'm on said, am I wrong about not caring so much about how people are going to get Shalosh Shudas? These people never eat Shalosh Shudas anyway, meaning all the people, there's so many people that are never makbid on Shalosh Shudas. All of a sudden, one Shabbos of the year will be makbid, so the message should be not to not get worried about it this Shabbos. The message should be that we should figure out our Mahalich, and then throughout the rest of the year, always be so makbid about Suda Shlishis, because it's a requirement. It's something that men and women alike are obligated to do. Okay, so Bez Hashem, we'll pick up again on Monday, probably with some other Pesach-related topic. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.